Perhaps you've noticed a tickle in the back of your throat or an itch in your eyes lately. Well, local health officials are reminding the public that wildfire smoke can cause irritation as well as bigger health problems. An August 16th Grizzly Creek fire update included a smoke explanation from Air Resource Advisor William Basie.
A lot of the particles are so small that if you took one piece of hair out of your head, about 10 smoke particles can wrap around your hair. So it's smaller than sand, it's smaller than flour that you bake with, and it's a lot of times so small you can't see it.
Basie says the human body can protect itself from most of the larger smoke molecules, but the finer particles have the capacity to sneak through our defenses.
You breathe it in, it goes down into your lungs, and it can get into your bloodstream and cause long-term effects.
The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment has issued a stream of air quality health advisories recently. As of midweek, smoke from the Pine Gulch fire has drifted into communities from Craig to Fruta. Silt and Newcastle were hit with the worst air quality index on Tuesday, with smoke measuring at unhealthy levels. Eastern communities like Vail, Eagle, and Aspen have seen smoke from the Grizzly Creek fire, though Mid Valley has seen much more. Daily smoke level averages still don't really capture its erratic behavior. Glenwood Springs, for example, saw smoke levels ranging from moderate to unhealthy throughout Tuesday, with the worst flare-ups occurring at 4 a.m. and mid-afternoon.
Sun comes up, it's a beautiful day, and then all of a sudden we start seeing the smoke rise. And that's when you start seeing those columns. Probably around 10, 11 in the morning, you start seeing, oh, the fire's getting a little active. Same thing with the smoke. Smoke's getting a little active. It's raising up, it's moving around.
Basie explains that smoke is made of tiny particles of ash. In the evening, that ash sticks to water particles in the air and sinks down into the valleys, which is why some towns see increased smoke in the wee morning hours.
This smoke will gradually diminish throughout the day due to some atmospheric increases, but we do see a lot of the movement slowing in some of our valley locations and our drainages.
That's another Air Resource Advisor, Yancey Ranspott, stationed on the Pine Gulch fire. He spoke at Monday's Garfield County Air Quality Press Conference. So did Dr. Barry Hammaker of Vail Medical.
The biggest thing with the smoke is really avoidance. You know, stay indoors as much as possible. Keep your windows closed. No heavy activity outdoors. Keep your exercising inside.
Hammaker also says that anyone with baseline lung issues, especially asthma, should be extra careful. And there were questions, of course, about the relationship between smoke inhalation and COVID-19. Hammaker says that someone with significant smoke exposure,
that might make them a little bit more susceptible to any sort of respiratory illness because it may affect, you know, the mucous membranes and that type of thing, one of the first barriers to entrance of a virus or a bacteria into the system.
But, he says,
that's a little bit anecdotal.
Anna Cochran is a Garfield County environmental health specialist. She laid out a pretty good ground rule.
Just keep in mind that if visibility is less than 5 miles in your neighborhood, smoke has reached levels that are unhealthy.
Garfield and Eagle counties are both reporting on smoke behavior and outlook on their websites. Air Resource Advisors are also collecting real-time air quality information throughout the day. More at colorado.gov/airquality. For KDNK News, I'm Kathleen Shannon.